welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today, I want to continue our discussion on getting your message to land. And when we left off yesterday, we were talking about the idea of using a story to gain people's attention. Now, the question is once you get their attention up front, how do you keep their attention? And that's really where we get into format. So the clearer your messaging, the easier it is to remember, and also the easier it is to repeat. So the way to do that most effectively is first you tell people what you're going to tell them. And that's an overview of what your topic is going to be. Then you tell them, and that's really where the body comes in. And then you tell them what you told them. So now they're hearing the message three times. And so if they hear it three times, every time they hear it, obviously the probability of them remembering what you're telling them or impacting what you're telling them is going to go up. And that's really what we're trying to do. And I found that there's something very profound in the number three. And I also know that from the work I've done, the biggest incremental lift that I see in retention seems to come from hearing things three times. So from two to three is where I think you get the biggest incremental lift in terms of what people remember and what they take away. Right? I think from three to four, it becomes overkill because now you're getting very, very redundant. You hear it once, that's good. You hear it twice, goes up a bunch. When you hear it three times, all of a sudden, that's kind of that magic number where just people get things embedded in their brain. So there's something there. And again, you don't want to go beyond that because now you become that redundant person that talks in circles. So think through this, but delivering your message in a format that is memorable is very powerful because, again, people know where you are. When you lay out right up front where you're going, okay, and then you can tick off the points you're making as you go, they're not sitting and waiting and wondering when you're going to end because they already know structurally where you are. So it makes it much easier to listen to. And then once you're diving into your points, you're clearing them up, you're giving them more details in the middle. That's where the part where you tell them. And when you tell them what you told them, you're simply recapping what you've already said, but giving them hopefully some concrete takeaways in the process of making that all happen. So now you have this very intuitive way of communicating to people. And this is a format that you can use in almost anything. Whether you're giving a speech at a wedding, whether you're getting up at a meeting and saying your piece, it doesn't necessarily have to be long, but just having that structure is so critical because it gets people to listen. It holds their attention. So we bring them in with the story. We keep them with a strong structure. And then ultimately, at the end of it, if there's something we want them to do, we tell them what are the next steps or what is the call to action or what is it that we want them to do as a result of hearing the conversation or the discussion that we've just put forth. So again, it's all about getting more effective in communicating, getting clear, and making sure that the message you're conveying is being received. And structure is a critical component in making that happen. If you know someone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and ask them to subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and then from there they can click on links to iTunes or Stitcher. I'd also love to hear any anecdotes you have. I talked yesterday about stories. If you have stories that are working particularly well for you, I'd love for you to share those, and maybe we can use them in an episode. But also, we'd just love to hear from you in general. And the email for me is just joel@joelbrookman.com. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about what you do before you get up to have a discussion. If it's critical, do you rehearse? Do you prepare? And how might you do it? For today, the goal here is getting good at delivering your message in a memorable format. And format is everything. You tell them what you're going to tell them, then you tell them what you told them. odds are much greater they're going to remember it, they're going to use it. And by the way, when you're preparing and you're thinking about what you're going to say, using that format also helps you to remember where you're going. We'll pick up from there tomorrow.